Hey everyone, it's your host here, Jake Hirschman. Excited for you to dive into these highlight episodes, whether you're a longtime listener or first-time listener. These are going to be shortened episodes from the past that bring you the best of the best of the content from great guests. Enjoy these and want to take a quick moment to thank our two sponsors, Suju Organic and Screen Skins. Get your 15% off Suju Organic at sujuorganic.com with the code LIFO, L-I-F-O, and visit screenskins.com for 20% off at checkout with the code LIFO24. Get your screen protector today. Thanks. Enjoy the episode. This is the Life in the Front Office Plus, where we dive deeper into personal and professional development, share nuggets and highlights from previous episodes, and bring you new content to provide insights and perspectives beyond the front office. Enjoy today's episode.
I look at your background and I say, well, this is an easy transition. You go from art history into Major League Baseball. I mean, that just goes together like hand in glove, but what we'd like to talk about, like, and like you to explain, is how did that happen? I mean, how did you, you know, what, give us a glimpse of what your path going from
Yeah, I mean, it's a little, I'll give you the, you know, the CNN version, the short version, because I actually had a bunch of lives before I came to baseball, and I used them all. So I started off when I left college as a theater actress. Then I also taught English as a second language. I assisted in setting up businesses in New York through a company that worked with international businesses, for which I was completely unqualified, by the way. So I have no idea how I got that job. and then I moved to Los Angeles and I worked at Paramount Pictures in the feature film production Below the Line. And from Paramount Pictures, I decided to go to law school 10 years after I graduated from Cal. And when I went to law school, I did not intend to go into baseball. I thought that I would, first I thought that Paramount Pictures would welcome me back with open arms, which of course they did not, but I couldn't understand that. I thought I'd be a big time entertainment lawyer. And then I started working for a civil litigation firm, small one, in the Valley, down in Southern California. And Don was one of our clients in real estate. But Don also, as you probably know, is a baseball pedigreed in royalty in Japan. His stepfather is Nomura, the famous catcher and manager. And Don held all of the exclusive baseball card licenses for NPB teams. And an American company had come over and just openly and notoriously tried to infringe on those licenses, steal those licenses. So he wanted somebody from my law firm, he wanted to pursue legal action. And the firm really didn't do that sort of work. So they asked for a volunteer. It involved going to Japan to collect evidence and interview witnesses. And I'd never been to Japan. And the whole thing sounded, you know, really interesting to me. So I volunteered. And that was my first experience with Japanese baseball. In between there, I had been a general counsel at the largest grower of certified organic fruits and vegetables in the world. I called it my farm system, you know, because I was getting at the time.
Very good.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I'm leaving out any of my careers, but when I get an opportunity to talk to young people, and these days people seem so concerned that they don't have their career by the time they're 22. And, you know, I didn't really have my career until I was well into my 30s. And I didn't actually start with the Yankees until I was, and get out your calculators, because you know how long I've been with the Yankees. I didn't get the job as assistant general manager until I was 44. You know, you never know where the things that you're doing, you never know where they're going to lead you. I was lucky for me in the right place at the right time. And I never really ever contemplated a job in baseball. But sometimes things, you know, sometimes things work out. You know, acting out. That sounds like I'm a really naughty child. So, I was fortunate in my baseball career that I worked with and for two men who really gave me, my baseball career, and two gender blind guys who I guess saw my, who I am and what I can do. And that's Don Nomura and then Brian Cashman on the club side. And then I worked with Gene Orza, the former general counsel of the Players Association. And between the three of them, I really learned not only everything I know about baseball, but I really learned, what I do best. Because once again, it's reflected. Something works, and you understand that it it's going to work again. And I think for me, the skills were something also I had got from my parents. My parents, if you see a wrong, you got to right it. And you should always speak your mind, and try and be as straightforward as you possibly can. Now, of course, law is all about deception, but and as an agent, I remember with the Yankees, I used to always say, well, your friends, up north in Massachusetts are offering more. So, which, sometimes Brian was not the case, but I think that for people that are looking to get into the sports business, it's not Jerry Maguire. Have to make that absolutely clear. That's one thing the movies have not been able to do, is to present our industry in any sort of factual manner. But I think you have to make sure that you. Just as a lawyer doesn't ask a question that they don't know the answer to, same in our business. And you also have to be a jack of all trades. I think my nine lives have actually helped me in sports, because if you have tunnel vision and the only thing you know is baseball, then I think it'll make you a less, not as good of a front office person as if you have some diversified skill set or even interest set. Well, I think probably always be prepared. I used to quote, when Don and I were representing Irabu, I used to quote Hamlet, the readiness is all. So you should always be prepared. You're not entitled to the job, and you're not entitled to the promotion, and you're really not entitled to anything until you can prove yourself. So you have to try and make yourself as indispensable as possible. And in a front office, you really have to know that no job is too small. So, you can't turn your nose up at filing or making a copy, or, there are things that Brian and I do on a daily basis that people probably never in their wildest dreams would think that a general manager and assistant general manager do. But for Brian, and once again, when Brian was a GM, and then became GM, and he was accustomed to being an island and doing everything himself. When I first came to the Yankees, it was basically Brian, myself, an assistant, and the secretary were the baseball operations department at Yankee Stadium. So we did absolutely everything. And now I'd say we probably have, 30 or 40 people. So I think that you have to be, even if you're a specialist, even if your background is predictive analytics, part of you has to be a generalist, and you have to be willing to do anything and to learn about anything. And we're luckily for lawyers, baseball is a very regulation and rule and law driven world. So, on a daily basis, there are compliance issues that come up, and you better know the basic agreement, and you better know the rules, and then you better know some grievance that was decided, or you better know the memo that went out last week, because otherwise you can find yourself royally screwed. I do want to say one thing about, grabbing the opportunity when it comes to you. When I was in law school, my civil procedure professor happened to be somebody that, with about 22 other guys, owned a independent league club in California. And actually, one of those 22 guys turned out to be the lawyer that hired me when I got out of law school. But anyway, I got my first taste of baseball because I think they had a little dispute with the Cal League. I don't know which league it was. And he pulled me in to do, to do some sort of paralegal work for him on this dispute. And I did it because I was given the opportunity. I thought it was interesting. And I was able to, to get a taste of baseball law. And then, when the opportunity came with Don, that was something that you have to be open to the opportunities. You may not initially see that they're going to lead anywhere. I mean, when I did my first little foray into baseball, I never contemplated that as a career. Once again, I thought, chief of business and legal affairs at Paramount Pictures, but I think for people that are looking for careers, you have to be open to the opportunities that present themselves, because something is going to lead to something else.
Thanks for listening to today's episode on the Life in the Front Office Plus. And remember to share with a friend or colleague, leave a review, and tune in to each weekly or monthly episode across our shows.